gone with the funky jumper again?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Funky jumper. You had the blue one on last week, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Teen Toast Pod.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, the sister duo you never knew needed. Cheers to that. It was a good clink.
I was waiting for silence for the clink.
Silence. A moment of silence for the clink. But yeah, I'm obviously...
Silence and shut your
fucking mouth. I'm obviously repping the funky jumpers at the moment.
Yeah, it's a vibe, you're going for it.
I didn't realise.
I'm giving the, like, soulless sister.
Wednesday Addams.
Is that what I look like?
Just the all black.
Great.
Speaking of trends that we, from last week, you're wearing a bow.
I know, I literally.
No, I actually love bows. I feel like I got very passionate.
It's the overdoing that we didn't like. I've just got a nice little bow in the hair.
No, I like it. This is how you do a bow.
Yeah.
Thanks. I need a cute little bow in my hair at the moment. I don't know what's going on with my hair today. Sorry in advance, guys. Right. Weekly catch up.
Talk to me. You look like you had such a cute weekend.
I actually did have, like, I actually said to Sammy, this has been one of my favourite weekends of the year so far.
It looked gorgeous, but I've literally not spoken to you.
So basically what I was saying to Yannick is, you know how life just gets in the way? All the time. And, like, there's always a plan and always something to do or always someone to drop off, always, like, a date in the diary for something. This weekend, just absolutely randomly, neither of us had anything planned.
That's so nice.
Like, Yannick normally has to even take his brother to football on Saturday morning. He didn't even do that this weekend. We honestly just spent the whole weekend together from Friday, him getting home from, like, a meeting after work or something, till Sunday evening going to bed. We were just in a little bubble. And I was like, I think that's what I said to him Sunday evening. I was like, I feel like we've just had, like, a mini holiday because we've had no outside world. Does that make sense? I feel like that's why it felt so nice.
That's so nice, though. What did you do with your time, then?
Yeah, so basically, Saturday, we had a really chilled morning because, like I say, Yannick normally takes his brother, so it was his first Saturday to be able to, like, not get up at the crack of dawn in weeks. So he just wanted no alarm set. Whenever we wake up. So we had a lie-in, which we both actually said we really enjoyed. Because when do you ever just lie in together?
It's not a thing.
Yeah, you don't, like, someone's always up for something.
Yeah.
So we
Bridget
were like...
gets up so early, we never lie in.
Yeah, so I was like, when we were, like, having breakfast, we both just said to each other, how nice was that? Just to, like...
chill.
Yeah, chill. So we... then basically, Yannick's been doing some DIY. He's been building a, like, wooden timber thing... frame that our fridge is going to go into, so it's, like, boxed in the fridge.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And he was, like, just finishing that off. He wanted to just get that finished.
Very nice.
So he finished that off. I went to go and get some paint samples. Paint samples has been my life.
Where are you painting?
Everywhere. I want to do the bedroom, but then also we want to get this thing that he's building painted, and that's going to match the kitchen cupboards. So I was like, well, we'll do the kitchen cupboards and that. So I need to find two different colours. So I went to go...
You're painting the kitchen cupboards as well?
Yeah. I went to go get wood primer because he wants to obviously prime it first and then we'll have to prime the cupboards and all that. So paint samples, why do they just not look... I mean, the labels on the actual paint tin look nothing like the colour on the wall.
Nothing like
But then, like, even in the shop, you know, they have, like, the colours, like, on a little wooden plaque. So you think, oh, well, it's going to look like that. Looks nothing like.
Never does. Never looks anything like it.
And then even...
the colour theory is a thing, though, because on one wall... it looks completely different to another.
I know, and I've only been putting tester on, like, one wall, and I was like, should I have been doing it on others? But because I sent our other sister Sophie a picture of all these samples, and one of them is a colour she has in her house.
Mm, which one?
Egyptian cotton. Mm, nice. And she was like, that looks... because I was like, it looks great. It literally just looks grey.
It's the lighting.
And then she was, like, sending me pictures of her walls and was like, it looks so different. And I think that's the thing, because... I wanted a really dark, moody bedroom.
Mm.
So I've been picking out these, like, more darker neutrals, kind of like borderline brown, but not brown, but... and the ones that are, like, dark, I'm like, the whole room like this, because it's, like, a flat and we're... it's not the highest ceilings.
Yeah,
and it's not the biggest windows. I was like, this is actually going to be too dark. Mm. But then all the light ones are literally coming out like the same colour as the wardrobes. And I'm like, I don't want the wardrobes and the wall to be the same colour. And then, like, I did buy, like, it was called Jasmine White.
Yeah.
It just looks absolutely nothing like Jasmine White. And it's come out God knows what colour. So I'm like, Sophie was like, how much did you spend on samples? I sent her a picture. And I was like, too much. And I was like, no. I'm not buying another sample, so I do just have to pick one of these colours, but I'm not 100% sold on any of them.
Which colours have you tried? Or is it too many to even name?
So basically, I really love Crafted, which is like, it's by Crown, but it's a little bit more, not as expensive as like Farrow and Ball, but a bit more expensive. But like those colours, I love them all. They're just kind of like the wrong shades. So I bought, they're £4.50. A little tin.
Oh no, stop. Just stop now before you carry on.
So I think I've bought like 6 to 8 Dulux and about 4 to 5 of them.
That's a lot.
So I was just like, I can't keep going and buying samples.
No, at some point you have to realise it's you and not the samples.
It's just that it's not the colour that I'm actually thinking I'm buying.
It's so hard when it just doesn't give the way you want it to give.
I know. It's soul-destroying because I'm like, now I just have to pick one of these colours because I'm not a millionaire and can't buy every sample. I probably won't even like the samples.
For that room, we bought 3 samples.
What colour have you got?
And we went with the one that I actually wanted in the first place.
But anyway, so I was kind of like getting on with that, cleaning the house, this and that. It was really sunny, so we had all the windows open, we had music on. I literally said, like, oh, because when we made breakfast, I put old school, like, noughties, 90s R&B music on. And I literally said to him, I just need a mimosa. Why do I feel like I'm at an old school brunch? I was like, right, Saturday mornings, we're just doing old school brunch. So I know it was, like, boring stuff we were doing, but we just were having a good time.
Yeah, you're doing it together. You're
sun was shining,
goodbye.
So it was good. Then Yannick, I basically texted him on, like, the Wednesday being like, oh, I don't care what it is, whether it's a walk, this or that. I don't really know what I want to do yet, but it's going to be sunny at the weekend, so I just know I want to be outside. And he was like, leave it with me. I'll plan something.
Oh, that's sweet.
So he was like, just keep from 3 o'clock free. So I don't know, 1:30, I started getting ready. And then we went to Flatiron.
Oh, yeah.
He booked Flatiron, which was really nice because ever since I went for the first time, I've been saying he would love it. So we went there and then we went to 20 Stories Rooftop. And we felt like we weren't in Manchester. They had like tropical house, you know, like if you're at a beach club kind of house music with like hits over it, the trees, it was sunset. And we stayed there till like.
Was it like chill house?
Yeah, but like, yeah. And we just stayed there till like 9 o'clock and we were like, this is just a vibe. Like just chatting, went back, got straight. Yannick didn't drink anything. I had like a few cocktail margaritas and then we got straight in the car, went to get a McDonald's. I was like, I'm still full from the 6th of February. Then we went to Asda, got loads of snacks, went home and watched a film. And I was like, why was this just the perfect Saturday?
That is such a perfect day.
And then Sunday we woke up early, went for a walk and we discovered a new park,
near
Prestwich. We live near Prestwich, basically, like really close to Prestwich, so there's loads of parks there. And we just discovered like a new one, and we were like hiking up these like hills, and there was lakes and this and that. And we just because it was
I
really
thought
sunny.
You'd like, and I was like, why is Lisa going on a hike?
Yeah, I know.
Was it a hike or was it just like local park?
It wasn't a hike. It wasn't a hike, but it was. But we did climb, but it wasn't. I won't say. Fell in the hype category.
No, but I was on your Instagram story. I was
made
like,
it look like
yeah,
I went on
you
a hike.
Did.
No, it was just a really nice view. And then we did the supermarket shop.
The general stuff.
Yeah, and then he finished off. More housework, more paint. I went and got more paint samples. He finished off that thing. And then he was watching Arsenal or whatever. But I just like, I had like relaxation time. I planned my week. For the next week, then started planning the New York itinerary.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's such a nice weekend.
When you're
productive in the house as well, it makes you feel good.
I know, so I feel like just when I went to bed, I was like, I feel like I've been productive. We had a nice date night, a walk today. We've been totally in our own little bubble. We've been doing things to the house, which makes me feel good because we've been saying for weeks how we'll start getting samples on the wall or we'll start building this and we haven't done it. And I was like, wow.
That's so nice.
So it's just wholesome but nice and like I got dressed up for the day. And so
I liked your outfit.
I had a bit of a meltdown because the one top I wanted to wear, one in the wash, wasn't where it was supposed to be. Oh, that's
the worst ever. And you're like, you're throwing...
And I was like, literally, I just...
The dirty washing everywhere, the clean washing everywhere.
I went through the whole wash basket. And like, Yana was like, what are you doing? And then I went through all the clean stuff that was hung out. And I was like, I wanted to wear a denim skirt and this top and I can't find it. And I was like, but I also really want to wear this waistcoat that I've bought. But I just don't think that that will go with this denim skirt. And then I was like, just leave the room because I want a really good date. And I just think you being in here because I'm frustrated, I'll take it out on you. So he left.
Wow, that's very reflective of you.
I know. And then I spent 5 minutes staring at the waistcoat and the skirt and then just thought, just try them on together. And then I really liked it.
Oh.
Because I liked what I looked like.
I didn't know it was a waistcoat.
I was like feeling myself.
I thought it was a top, one of those
It is a top.
You know, those
But
like
it was kind of like
ones.
A waistcoat and then it kind of... So really it doesn't like have buttons outfit. Going, yeah, thank you. So, yeah, I actually really liked it in the end. So then had a great day because I loved what I looked like. But, yeah, I did have a bit of meltdown about that. Well, yeah, maybe people listening, like, what a boring weekend. But I freaking loved it.
That's so
And it's
nice.
Got me so excited about New York now.
I think that's true, though. Like you say, we're so caught up in someone's got to go somewhere.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think we've had a weekend
friends.
In weeks, months, where we've not had a plan.
Yeah. And especially when, like, you move in together, because you see each other more, you don't prioritise your weekends.
I think that's what we said as well, like, once a week, whether it's an hour in an evening or a full day or something, we need to just have, like, time where we shut off and prioritise each other, because you do just get so into it. Even, like, with my work, a lot of, on the evening, I'll be checking my phone or I'll be uploading something, and then he has meetings after work and... Like, then, like you say, I go see friends, he goes see his friends, family things. And then you just, like this week, we worked out, because we were, like, talking about how we had such a nice weekend. Every single night of the week this week, like, Monday to Friday.
One of you is doing something.
One of us is doing something. I don't, like, we're just going to, like, probably see each other to go to sleep. And I was like, how? But that's life. So that's why I think I just really appreciated this weekend.
And
because we didn't even plan it.
New York, like, holidays are just... That time is just indescribable, I think.
Mm.
Or undescribable, whatever the word is. Because you are just in a bubble for a whole week or however long you go for. And your whole focus is each other.
Yeah.
Which is so, so nice, isn't it?
But, yeah, how have you been?
Good, good. I also had a really nice weekend. We did a lot of chores, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
I know that's adulthood, but, like, when you achieve stuff,
we achieve so
better.
Much. So, so much. And we made quite, like, a strict list. And, like, Richard's not really into chores. Well, no one's really into chores. No one's into chores. He literally looks at me and he's like, but I don't want to do it. And I'm like, no one wants to do it.
Do you think I want to put this washing away?
And then he's like, but you're just so good at it. And I'm like, I'm not.
Don't say that.
I'm not. I just have to do it. But we ticked loads off, which was really good. And obviously it was so sunny and so nice this weekend. So, like,
I know.
The doors open.
Life's just so much better.
And
no,
the house
we were
just
saying.
Felt fresh and nice. Oh, I passed my exams for school.
Yay! Can we give a round of applause?
That was one of my big things on my 2025 bingo.
Congratulations!
So I passed them, which is super nice. And we never do this. We're so, like, boring and strict with, like, we plan our meals for the week and do the shopping for it and stuff.
Yeah.
And Richard just texted me and was like, should we go out for dinner?
To celebrate.
Yeah. We used to always do that, like, when we lived in London. So that was super nice. We went
Where
out
did
for
go?
Dinner. We went to that Mediterranean restaurant on the corner.
Oh, is it nice there?
Yeah, I just think it's really lovely.
Has Sophie been?
Yeah.
I think she mentioned it was
nice.
I've not eaten in Selby is where we're from. I've not eaten in Selby for years.
Well, I went with work and I was like, it's actually really nice. So I said, shall we go there? And that was really lovely. Like, again, just...
Did you have a drink or no?
No.
Mm.
Just like...
To just be out the house.
That nice
house. I mean, it's like getting out the house and having a bit
and
of...
And, like, I text Richard and he was so happy for me that it was really, like, you know, you can tell someone's been really sweet and genuine.
Yeah, they actually are, like, buzzing for you. I love that.
So that was super nice. We went to Sophie's for dinner.
Yeah, Sophie did mention this to me, so I thought I'd ask you about it on the pod.
Yeah, that it was really nice.
She said you had a Nando's barbecue fakeaway and it just sounded insane.
Yeah, it was so good. And I was saying, do you know what, Sophie's is actually better because she made, like, every possible side.
And I was like, it, with barbecues, it's the sides.
Well, no, but it was Nando's sides.
So there was. Oh, she needs to do this meal for me.
There was mixed salad, peri chips, garlic bread, mashed potato, corn on the cob. She did peas.
Broccoli. Oh my gosh, she went to town.
She did.
Literally every side.
Spicy rice. We had halloumi and chili jam, and we had pizza and hummus. Literally, I said to Sophie, this is better.
Oh my god, the Nando's.
I said, corn on the cob, she did that as well.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, this is better than Nando's because I hate it when I have to pick two sides.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm sure some people pick
so
one.
I'm so jealous. I'm going to text her and be like, when can I come around for my Nando's takeaway?
It was so good. And I was actually saying I've not had a Nando's in ages. So that was nice. And they cooked the chicken on the barbecue.
Yeah,
so
it
was
said,
like,
oh,
that style.
I saw Matt's Instagram story. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was so lovely. And nice to just spend time together, really. Yeah. Running, the usual.
Yes.
But again, it was sunny, so.
Life's just better in the sun.
So, I was like, it was a good run, but there was moments where I actually, like, Richard runs without music or headphones, and I would just, like, basically scream, because I was like, this is pain. Like, you know, you get in that pain rut, and I was like, I actually just have to scream. And he's, like, looking at me thinking, like, a car's hit me because we're running on like country roads or something. And he's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "No, I'm gonna die. I feel like I'm gonna vomit." And then, like 100 meters later, he's like, "You're all right." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm over it now." Like the way it just kept coming.
The mind game.
I know.
Running, I can't.
I know. And I feel like because this is the second time I've trained for the half marathon, I am sort of the mindset of like, well, you've done it before, you can do it.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm like, well, no, you have to. You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Like, you've done it before, so you can do it.
Yeah.
Can.
But yeah, that, I think there was like three occasions on this, on our run, where I was literally like, it was not good. Yeah. But yeah, I had a super nice weekend. I think the weather definitely had some.
Oh, 100%. Right, topic of the week.
Talking about, obviously, you just moved in with Yannick.
Yeah.
How are you managing, like, the money side of things? Because I was, like, I was having a good thing, and I think everyone manages money in a relationship so differently.
Yeah.
And no one really talks about it, because it's such, like, a...
It is a taboo subject.
Because yeah.
I think even within your own relationship...
I think so many couples don't talk, like,
a taboo
about it.
Subject, yeah. I knew the topic this week was going to be, like, money in relationship
yeah.
things. So I wanted to ask you about the 50-50 rule and what you think about it, because I do think that in itself is, like, a controversial question nowadays. But I... Let's just get it out there. Factual facts. When you're dating, I really do agree that the man has to be paying more, if not most every day, to, like, impress when you... Because I just think that's, like, prime... I don't know. I just think traditional...
Yeah.
Traditionally, I think that it should be the case. And I'm not saying I never chip in for something. And if you're dating for a long period of time, I'm not expecting... In 3 months, I've never paid for anything. Of course, like we said on that first date thing, if it's a drinks date, out of 8 rounds, I'll get 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not someone that's never going to pay my way, but I do categorically think, like, in the dating phase, it's not 50-50.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably more 70-30.
80-20.
The thing is, I think, actually, when you talk about the traditional thing, typically, obviously, a man... Firstly, I guess, would want to be, like, chivalrous and...
Well, they court you.
Yeah,
too.
But they would be the ones earning the money.
True.
Which, actually, still there is gender pay gap, not to get all...
Political
on us. But there is still a gender pay gap. So, actually, they technically do earn more money now. Though, obviously, at our
every
age...
Every industry is different. Yeah, no,
at
like,
age,
we're probably
we're, like,
the
more,
same.
Like... Not entry level, but at that, like,
yeah,
level.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so then, is that actually fair if it's levelled out?
No, because I always, even though when I was dating, though, I always said, like, oh, God, I'd hate to be a guy, because, like, you have to. But then, when you see all these girls on TikTok talk about pink tax, it's like, okay, but we go and get our nails done, our hair done, buy a new outfit, our brows, our lashes for the day.
Yeah, that is true.
But then, like, I know, because me and Yannick have, like, said this, but he's like, well, I didn't ask you to go get your, like, nails done, did I? And I'm like, yeah, but you might judge a girl for not having a nail
done.
Yeah,
like, unsubconsciously, it's part of, like, how, like, and girls get judged by their appearance.
Yeah, exactly. Facts. And Yannick's like, I'm like,
especially in the beginning, like, now, obviously, they don't really care.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, obviously, like, you do spend more
money
on that.
Yeah, so, no, don't get me wrong. I do sometimes think, like, oh, it's hard. It's, like, it does fall hard on a guy, like, in his 20s just trying to date and he's expected to this and that. But not every day it has to be a bougie meal that could be racking up a bill of, like, hundreds of pounds. If you're just, like, intentional, like, Saturday morning, the sun's out, I want to let's grab a coffee, go for a walk, like, we'll maybe grab brunch if, like, depending on what goes on. Cool. So not every day it has to be spenny.
Yeah, so then it balances out.
But so, like,
okay, now, you're in a relationship, but obviously we're not married. I guess when you're married, legally everything is 50-50. Well, you share everything.
Yeah, well, me and Yannick were actually talking about money, like, last week. Mm. So it's weird that this is the topic of the week. And we were saying, we're at a stage, we're not, like, so we've been officially together a year and, like, 3 months, updated, I don't know, another 3 months before that or whatever. So, and we only just moved in together. So, like, since we've moved in, because obviously we have, at the end of every month, like, my payment is just, like, whenever. But he's obviously, like, at the end of every month. So we just do it at the end of the month. And then, obviously, the bills are going to come out. So we're just splitting mortgage bills 50-50. And then we both transfer a certain amount into a holiday savings pot. Mm-hmm. And then we both transfer a certain amount into, like, a joint pot for the month that's, like, basically, like, supermarket shopping. And if there's anything left at the end of the month that we've not spent in the supermarket, we'll, you know, buy a takeaway
or something.
Right, yeah. So,
but would you say you two earn similar money?
Well, yeah, because then I was thinking this, because that's when we started having the conversation of, like, well, what's a fair way to do it and this and that. Not for what we're doing right now, I think works for us. And, yeah, I think, like, we're probably on similar. My job, I earn different every year, and I, like, sometimes I'm having a really bad time.
Yeah,
but I know, like, Yannick knows my job and he knows my payment thing. So he has said, like, if it's a case of you're not going to get any money coming through for a few months,
it bounces out.
It'll sort it out. But I mean, so far that's just working for us and that's great.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was saying, I kind of, because I'm just someone that is, like, believes in, like, fair. We grew up personally, in a parents share. It's no one's money; it's just their money.
Yeah.
So everything was joint. So we were having a conversation about that the other day, and then obviously because we'd then seen, oh, you should have conversations about money. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh well, let's actually talk about this, because if we're gonna get married, how would we, like, do it?
I do think a lot of your values comes from your parents.
Yeah, exactly. So I've only ever known joint money, and I just think that's normal, and I don't get why you wouldn't have that, because if I'm going to have to not work for a bit because we have children, but I'm going to be looking after the household and the kid, it's not my fault that I'm not, like, so I was really? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, and I was just like, it just, you united, you're a team, like, you're married. But then he was also saying, but I would want a little bit of my own money, and then I'll think about other people I know that kind of, they have do it on percentages, so they're both like, what, because, like, say you could be earning different, one could be earning, let's say, 100k a year and one could be earning 50k a year. I've just plucked two numbers
out. Of course.
So
to split the bills 50-50 would be unfair on the lower earner.
So I kind of like the idea of doing, like, you put 80%, let's say, of what you earn into a joint thing, and then 20% is kept for personal expenditure. And I'd like that idea as well, because, like, me and Yannick, and we, I mean, as well now, like, if I wanted to plan a date for him or he wanted to plan a date for me, we can do that, because we do have, like, our own money. But, yeah, so I do think having that little tiny bit, because growing up it was always a joke that like mum would know what she was getting for her birthday.
Yeah,
she'd see it on the bank statement or whatever. Because they did have everything
like,
joint up.
Dad like took cash out. It would be like
obvious that he took it out because he's buying her gift and like. So I didn't have like I understand separate if for things like that, but I personally would want to be like joint up or feel. I mean, you just have to trust someone implicitly, don't you?
Yeah, you do have to trust, and I think with like if it is joint, but when someone wants to buy something, well, you're like,
well, that won't bother me. Yeah,
you've got to. Not to I know. Bothered by something, yeah, or so, like,
and I feel like yeah, that's because we're not like getting married anytime soon or joining up like all our money yet. We've not had that conversation, but yeah, when that came into play, I would probably say like, well. If I want to go get my nails done, it'd probably come out the joint. But then if you want to go and, I don't know. If you like, I don't know. To me, maybe nails is bad.
If
maybe
all your money was in one pot, then you would do that. But
yeah.
If,
it was
a keeping
bit a little
separate,
bit, maybe it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yeah, like, if you were, because as well, like, we have a joint supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might be like, well, I don't eat that, and you've put it in the soup. But I'm just like, I don't eat that. But like,
it's one household.
It's a household. So, like, someone's going in the trolley that I don't have, but someone's going in the trolley that he doesn't have, so it's fine. Like, it's I'm not bothered about that, but I'm someone that's very much like, well, it's our money, like, let's share it. I know I'm like, if he went, say if everything was joined and he bought something, I wouldn't feel... The only reason I'd ever be bothered is if it was a case of I felt like I couldn't do that, but they were doing that.
Yeah, so I think, you'd have got to have strong foundations of your relationship.
How do you do it, or what do you believe is right?
Because
you actually, like live together and have been together, like, a lot longer than me. You're engaged, so you probably have more of a firm feel of what you're doing. We're kind of figuring it out.
Well, ours has changed over time, as, like, our earnings and stuff have changed, yeah. And, like, our work has changed. We haven't worked out percentages, but... One would do slightly more, one would do slightly less, and then if we've got some extra money, we would, like, treat ourselves, or we would, like, if we had some more money, be like, oh, let's put this towards a holiday. But I would just see, like, everything I own as our money.
Yeah.
And so would he. And whether I, 1 month, was like...
So if you go out for a date, is it just, like, your money?
We just put it on, like, the credit card.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be, like... The only times would occasionally Richard would be like, "I'll treat you to your nails," or
like he would actually say it.
Yeah, or if he knew like I really wanted something, but I was being tight because I felt like that's how we were brought.
Yeah,
he'd like, "No, I'm gonna get it. I'll treat you to that." But then I know.
So you do have some separate money.
We have some separate money, but then I know it's gonna like. Level its way out anyway, because basically if he's got that extra money, it just means it didn't go to the joint account.
What?
And vice versa.
My brain's so confused.
I know, Buddy does that to you.
Okay, so that's how we do it, a bit of that, blah, blah, blah. What I was gonna just ask you, how do you feel about 50-50? And, like, just what your personal take? Like, in an ideal world, would Richard pay for everything and you'd be someone that never... And your money was just all yours, like, or do you believe that, like...
I think you've got to... I think it helps you see the value in money if you pay your share.
Yeah.
And it's fair. And maybe not 50-50, because, well, 50% and 50%.
Yeah. Of your earnings.
Yeah, because, like, you've got to see the value of money. And I also, if I have a family, if I'm lucky enough to have a family... I would want to show them that, you know, you work to pay for things, not always nice things, but life. So I wouldn't ever want him to, like, you know, pay for the house, the cars and all that jazz and me just go shopping or whatever.
Yeah, because I do feel like there's a bigger trend coming now that, like, especially on social media, and I don't know whether it's, like, people are being serious or it's a piss take, because I just see it as all a piss take, but, like... But it is becoming more of a trend that girls are like, no, I want to be a stay-at-home.
It's like half true.
Yeah, it's like half true. I want to be a stay-at-home, whatever. But I was thinking, genuinely, like, would I want that? And because we just got brought up how we got brought up, like, our mum actually dealt with the money. really, didn't she? Like, yeah. She's the one that dealt with it and, like, knew where the money was going and X, Y, Z. And because
she's so money organised.
Yeah, so we've just always been brought up to be money organised and so I was like, I just know I would always need to work and put something towards, because I would feel guilty if I didn't put anything in. Like, don't get me wrong, would it be the dream, though, if, like, you were paying your way, but then, like, your guy could just be like, oh, I booked us here or I bought us a house here. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the dream. Like, who would be absolutely lying if we wouldn't love that? But I just don't think I could not chip into anything. Yeah. I think I would feel
if guilty. You're earning money, like, you want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay your way.
Like you say, you want to build that foundation of I'm not, like, I'm here and we're building together. And
because even if, like, so some months I might pay less towards the bills, for example, but then one month I'll be like, oh, I'll pay the holiday off, or, oh, the car insurance is due, I've got some extra money, I'll pay the car insurance. And, like, everything just, I'm a proper believer of, like, everything weighs its way out.
Yeah.
But
I do just think, like, if you're marrying someone or, like, going to be with someone long term, like, you do have to have those conversations. You do need to be aligned on money, because money, unfortunately, can just be cause of arguments and worry and pressure and stress. So it's like, as long as you're both aligned and you just have check-ins, it's not actually a bad conversation topic at all. Like, me and Yannick in the last, like I said, couple of weeks have had money conversations, and not one as once has it ever felt awkward.
No.
Because we're both just actually trying to figure, because we're like a newish, let's say, relationship, just trying to figure each other out, what we prioritise. Because that's the thing as well. The only thing I would say we don't disagree on, I wouldn't say it's like as strong as a disagreement, but I would say the one thing we don't align on is like priorities.
That was going to be one of my questions to you.
Because I'm like, let's book the holiday. I want a holiday is a priority to me, so I don't care if you drop thousands on a holiday, because that holiday is going to give me just happiness and life. And I feel like girls get that. Girls are like, get it. but then he's a saver, so he'd be like, but wouldn't we rather save that and like invest in another property? Or so we've, I'd say, again, never an issue or disagreement, but it's been it's been like, okay, well, it's getting the balance of, well, we'll still save, but we'll still live in the moment and plan and do things. But then ultimately, long term, we are both on the same page of, we need to be able to have money for the future we want. So we're aligned on that long term. But yeah. I think it's just like, because he's even like, we're brought really tight. It's like in the supermarket, it's like, not branded, and that's on offer. So when we're in the supermarket, I'll be like, well, no, you don't need that. It like picks them up and I'll be like, put that back. And they'll like laugh at me. And then he'll be like, he'd be more inclined to get a takeaway, because he grew up maybe getting more takeaways, whereas we never got takeaways because it was like a waste of money. So he'll just do things like that, and I'll think, and I just let it go over, because it's like, it's not that deep in today. And I've learned to do that, whereas in the beginning I was a bit more like, but then I'm like, well, let's just drop a grand on booking a holiday. And he's like, what?
It's like, whoa.
And I'm like...
So whereas he picks up, like...
The Fox's
cookies. Instead of the club card price. Yeah, and you're like, no, they're £1 cheaper. And then you're actually like, what's £1?
Yeah, I know.
Things. But yeah, I agree. That's the thing. When you get in a relationship, you've gone from having complete control of, this is what I'm saving for, this is what I'm spending on.
Yeah.
And then you have to become a team. And you do have to get that balance right. Otherwise, the other person is going to end up begrudging.
Yeah.
So like you say, you've got to have that conversation. I think as well, I was sort of thinking back to like my old job and the amount of couples that would find it so awkward to... So I used to be a mortgage advisor, and they would find it awkward to like speak on the same call, or...
Really?
Or I'd be like, say I had the call with one of them, for example. They'd be like, well, I think they earn roughly this much, kind of thing. Because people are like, talking about what they earn. And I'm like,
first time I asked Yannick what his annual salary was. And I wasn't like nervous to ask, but I was a bit like, oh, like...
Well, you need to know, but you don't want to be putting the expectation on them.
We were already way into our relationship. So it's not like I was... gonna judge whether I liked him off of his salary. So, like, I was already like with him.
Oh no.
But I was like, I just was like, well, I kind of actually do want to know, because I want to know what we can budget for. And
well, of course, and you want to have realistic expectations. But yeah, I was just saying about Like, I'm like, you're buying a house with this person, you don't know how much money they earn. But also the amount of debt people have is
really
wild. And
they, I think we were just brought up so, like, save.
Like your people's partners don't know. You would be shook the amount of people, like, that you're probably friends with that are in, like, have quite a lot of credit card debt. Like, so many people, and, like, their partner just doesn't know, and they're, like, getting to the point where they're buying a house together and stuff. So I do think that people, like,
you have to have the conversations. That's mental.
Yeah.
I couldn't go into buying, and I think we're not control freaks with money, but because of how we were brought up with our mum needing to know when, I think we need to know. So I wouldn't be, if me and Yannick were buying a house, I wouldn't say I would know every nook and cranny of where he spends everything, but I would know we could afford it, and I would know that we were in a, and I would know what he had in savings and I had in savings and what we were both putting in. So the fact that people go into these meetings not knowing is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's wild. Because people don't like talking about it, and they don't talk about it. But I think our family always has. Like, and mum's always, like, educated us on money. Yeah. It's not a natural thing. And I think we're taught in society as well. Don't ask how much someone earns. Don't ask this. Don't ask that. So then when you get, you know, a relationship with someone, you know, like, I don't know how much my friends earn because we don't talk about it.
Yeah,
so then when you get in a relationship, breaking that barrier down that you're told is, like, a social expectation that you don't ask.
Yeah.
Is obviously a little bit weird.
But if you're going to literally buy a house with them, spend the rest of your life with them, you need to know. And it's not you need to know to judge, or you need to know to... It's just, you just need to know.
Yeah, definitely.
You just need to be aligned.
Definitely.
Okay, final question to finish up on this.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on prenups? I know we're not well, you are actually getting married.
And that's a big question.
Do prenups only really happen if someone, like, owns a business, is a lot richer than the other person, like you and Richard?
Yeah, it's only if you've got something to, like,
to protect. Yeah. So it's like, not, let's say, normal couples
everyday couples
do it.
And
okay, I don't know, let's say, because obviously, let's say you and Richard, your relationship for the last 5 years, 6 years has been, everything is the exact same, like you two are you two, it's just that Richard is, like, I don't know, earning absolute crazy amounts. Or, I don't know, he has, like, I think a house in the Bahamas or something that he's like, I want... And he came to you and was like, look, I know we're engaged, but, like, I would need you to sign a prenup. How would you feel? Or, like, what's your opinion?
If it was something that he had, like, worked on and in his, like, career, and he had built, you know, a property portfolio or had loads of investments or savings or whatever since we've been together, I would see that as, like, ours. Because we've been together 6 years. Like, yes, we're not physically married yet,
yeah,
but I would think, well, that's an investment for our future, that's why we're doing it, because we're so joined up.
Yeah,
so if there was a prenup in that situation, I'd be like, absolutely fucking not. Like,
yeah, like, how do you know that you could have done that without, like, guidance?
What have I done,
yeah, from me, yeah,
emotionally, physically, to actually help get that? If it's like family money,
yeah,
I'm a bit like, fairs, I think, with a prenup. Like, if their family is like, but then if they've got so much, you know, if we get divorced, why not give me a house?
No, my thing with prenups is, so when I hear, because most of the time when you hear about prenups, it's celebrities, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when I'm listening to, like, when I see, like, Kim and Kanye, for example, I'm like, I totally get why they would both have prenups, because they're both... have things to protect, and they're both...
And businesses. Have, like,
and businesses. So it's not like,
them wanting half of Skims.
And I get, same with Yeezy being hers. And I totally get it when you both... So when I listen to it, I think that totally makes sense. Of course they would get a prenup and protect. And it doesn't mean that they don't love each other. It's just, you know, sorting the money out. But then when I think about me personally, because I think it's because I know... I would never be unfair to someone. I know if I'm marrying someone because I love them so much. And if they did have this pre-thingy, it's like, well, if we end in because we just decide to end, I'm not going to try and take you for all of you. Because I just know I wouldn't. But then at the same time, it's like, okay, I don't get into it like that. But then I'm with you for 20 years. I've raised your kids. I've done this. I've done this. I've done this. I've supported you. I've helped your business grow. And I've... and then you end up cheating on me 20 years in. It's like, well, hang on a minute. We grew that together, and I ended up, I signed a prenup 20 years ago. I think I'm entitled to a bit.
I think if there's adultery, it like,
oh, does it worry?
Overrules it.
Oh, okay. Good well, to know. I mean, not good to know.
Well, I think there's some sort of thing in
yeah,
there. About
I don't know.
It.
I don't know. I think I would be, if the person I was marrying was like, I need a prenup, I would totally, because like, they would probably have assets and be rich, so you'd maybe even think it was coming. Like, I get why you're asking, but I would just. Would feel a personal offence,
like,
I think, because I'd be like, do you not trust
your
me?
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get them. I do get them.
I think I wouldn't be bothered in, like, an extreme situation, but in a situation if it was, like, what we built together,
yeah,
I would always just see it as joint anyway.
Moving on to game of the week.
Yes, give me a game.
So,
let's get down.
Biscuit, you're not the main character. I know you think you are. So, speaking of money, the game of the week. He just wants to be in the podcast so bad.
Sit there.
Speaking of money, the game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, we say, you know, we grew up financially frugal, save money.
Yeah.
Don't even get anything if it's not on a club card, all this jazz. So, yeah. We're clueless on how much like designer things are because we don't own anything designer.
I genuinely think I'm really clueless.
So I have picked out some designer items.
Okay.
You guys can play along at home. Let us know in the comments how many you get right. They're all kind of like staples.
Right.
And you need to guess how much they
are. Staples for rich people.
Yeah, not for us. It's not a staple in my wardrobe. That is for sure. So,
okay.
So this is just the Maxi Classic Chanel black fold-over handbag that everyone that buys the first Chanel is normally this bag or whatever. So it's the classic Chanel quilted.
I think I've heard Liv Atwood talk about the price of these before.
Okay, we like a little Liv Atwood.
I think like 10 grand.
You're like pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
£10,060.
Oh, wow. I'm spot on. Because I swear.
I had no idea they were that expensive. But in my head, to be fair, I wasn't thinking. You've obviously read Maxi. I was just thinking of like a normal size. But that one's probably a bit bigger, isn't it?
I think that's
but
like.
Still 10K.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 10K.
No, that is mad. Because I remember Liv, I swear she talked about it on there.
Okay.
And like them going up in price. But yeah, 10 grand.
10K.
That's like a deposit for a house in some areas.
Oh, it literally is.
Yeah.
Okay. So now when you see all those influencers going in and buying a Chanel bag, you don't want to spend it.
10K.
I just don't, like, there's people that start TikTok at the same time as me that are, like, buying mansions and G-Wagons and Chanel bags, and I just think, why, where did I go wrong?
Where did I go wrong? What's,
why
what
am
happened?
I still not knowing if I'm going to be able to pay my mortgage this month? Like, where did it go
They're
wrong?
Buying their second Chanel Maxi.
I know, it really makes you evaluate. Okay, anyway, the next one is the classic Louis V travel hold-all bag. How much do you have to set aside for one of those?
I actually have no idea for this one. I'm thinking six grand?
No. So you can get this for a modest £2,050.
Oh, that's really cheap. I was going to
buy one then.
I was going to say £4,000, and then I was like, I've been a bit...
I don't know whether because I did the Chanel first, then when I did that, I was like, this is the classic Louis, it's luggage, it's going to be more expensive. So then when I read two, I was like, oh, they're cheap. And then I was like, are they cheap? They're not cheap.
It's definitely not, like, as prestigious brand, is it, than Chanel?
Yeah. Okay. So those two prices came from the legit website.
Okay.
This is on the Selfridges website.
Okay.
So this is not from Cartier's website
before
anyone
Selfridges.
Comes to me. So this is a ladies Cartier small 18 carat yellow gold and 0.78 carat diamond quartz watch. It's kind of like the classic small.
I actually really like Cartier watches.
Cartier gold watch. How much do you have to spend on one of them? When I say this figure blew my mind.
I think 20K.
£28,200. You're paying 30 grand pretty much for that watch.
That watch. And you just walk it. People just walk around with like 30 grand on their wrists.
I hope I get to a point of my life where I can just drop 30k on a watch and it's nothing.
It's that. It's like it being plausible.
For me to buy a 30 grand watch, how much money would I need to have? I don't even know. For me to just drop it.
Yeah. People always say, don't they, if you can't comfortably buy it twice over, you
don't buy it.
Yeah.
I'd rather flip a house. You could do that for that. But I'd rather, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd
probably rather go on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday.
I'd rather travel. So that's what I mean. Everyone has different money priorities.
It wouldn't even just be one holiday, would it?
Yeah. But Kaye, gifted one.
If I could afford both.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I mean. Okay, the next one is
I'm not doing as bad as I thought.
Yeah, you're not, actually. I'd have probably said, like, 2 grand.
No, you wouldn't have said 2 grand.
I wouldn't have had a clue what to say. Anyway. The classic Christian Louboutin black stiletto red bottom. How much are you paying for a Louboutin?
£1,500.
Measly £725.
Oh, I was going to say £750, and I thought, no, some trainers cost that much. It's got to be more than that.
I was like, I don't know if I was shocked just because the one before was 28 grand, but I was like, oh, so under a grand. But yeah, I think that's
quite reasonable.
Okay. So, the last one...
Though a pair of court shoes from, like, Zara would be, like...
40 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, actually, it's not that reasonable.
Well, no, it's not. Okay, last but not least, a Miu Miu, like, the vest top that everyone...
These are such a thing at the minute. And...
I do love Miu Miu.
I know, I like the brand, but vests, no. I don't get the vest thing.
Oh, see, I like it. It's very American-y. But, yeah, how much is one of these tops?
£180.
Way off, darling.
Way off?
Miu Miu's expensive.
It's a vest top. All right, let me try again. It can't be more than £300. If people are spending more than £300 on a vest...
I saw a pair of jeans that I liked in Miu Miu in Harrods. They had, like, all diamantes all over them, so I was like, okay, I'll give them grace. But they were, like, 6K or something.
Well, I can kind of see for that, but this is a... We're talking about a vest top. I don't know how many more times I need to say it. What's it got on it? Let me see. What's on it?
Just says Miu Miu in like sparkly bits.
Is it real gold on the top?
It says ribbed jersey top with embroidered logo.
So it's just embroidery?
Yeah. £900.
No, stop. Stop. Stop.
And that was on the official website.
That's, no.
£900. More expensive than the Louboutins.
Is it part of a set or something?
No, just the top.
I'm sorry, but...
900.
Who are these people out there spending £900 on a vest top?
Okay, last but not least recommendations this week. Money-saving hacks, as this has kind of been a money-related episode.
I had, like, really... Well, I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if you were there. Mum's going to probably be annoyed for me saying this, but were you ever there when... Well, I don't think she said it to me and Richard. She was like, you know when you go to McDonald's, if you add lettuce, cheese, onion, all the extras, it's free. And it basically makes your burger like a Big Mac. And we were like, where have you seen this from? Mum was like, Matt and Lewis told me to do it. It's like,
our mum and dad.
Like, Catherine, you don't have to
Martin
do that.
Lewis.
But then now they charge for the extras. Oh, but at the time it was free. And I was like, that is a good life.
Martin Lewis was getting him out of business.
No, but I was like, well, you're not
so funny.
You're not hard done by, but she was proper like, she proper went to me. Which
well,
is,
if you can get it for free, why
Martin
not?
Martin Lewis told me to do it.
No, to be fair, when I was like, money hacks, do I know any money hacks? And then I have written a couple down, but I was like, basically, just get yourself a mum that knows everything about money and loves learning about how to save money. Because I just ring mum up and I'm like, I don't even ask her. She'll just be on the phone and be like, "So I listen to Martin Lewis.
Like, I saw this, and you need to do
this."
Well,
it has been helpful in my life. So my mum is my money hack.
That's a good one. Yeah, I also was thinking, I don't do this, but I think people do this to, like, psychologically make themselves feel better. Do you... You know when you fill your car up with petrol? Do you put a full tank in, or do you do, like...
£20 here, £10 there.
So I have always been a full tanker. Me because too. It's like, well, I actually think it ends up lasting longer. But recently, no, I've just been putting 30 quid in and stopping because I'm like, oh, like right now, I just want 30 quid.
Like, I just want full tanking because I want it's going to cost
the same.
I
honestly don't really drive that much, but if I was like driving all the time, like I used to be, yeah, just full tank.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yannick is he just puts this in amount in a week, and when we first started dating, and I would just obviously put full tank in, and he would be like, "What are you putting full tank in?" Like. And I was like, well, yeah, because then I'm not going to have to fill this up for ages now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's better girl math. Because then you go ages.
I
actually have a serious one.
A more
one.
Genuine one. Yeah, I have a serious one.
Are we going to say the same thing? Top cashback.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Get yourself top cashback. You know what? Shouldn't even be saying their name because we shouldn't be doing free promo.
We shouldn't be doing free promo. It's actually so good.
Cash top.
Cashback apps. There's others available.
Yeah. There is. Rocky 10.
Especially.
No, so I literally have just booked our New York hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And I got 8% cash back, which has taken £100 off the price of the hotel.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I booked our flights on cashback.
Did you?
I only got 2%, so it's not really taking that much off.
Yeah, but it adds up.
But then as well, I got my Wi-Fi when I moved into my house. I got 90 quid back.
That's what I was going to say, especially if you're moving house. So when we move...
Furniture. I just go on the... I do normally forget, but when I'm booking something, like train lines on it. So I just go on top... You basically click on the app, and then from the app, you just search in what you want. So just kind of try to use it as your search engine to see if what you want. Annoyingly, booking.com isn't on.
Is it not?
But hotels.com and Expedia are. Hmm. And so that's how I've been able... And like, yeah, like even just booking hotels when I'm like in London for work trips, cashback app... Honestly, even if you are only getting 1-3%, always look at, because hotels.com the other month had like 11% on as just a random offer. And like you say, if you're doing big purchases.
It is really good.
We're getting money back, guys. I actually really support cashback apps.
It's when we moved here, we ended up getting quite a lot of money because we were ordering a lot of stuff. Like we got quite a lot of money back from Nectar, who did our mattresses and stuff, and all your like electricity providers and stuff, and like Wi-Fi. They all give you money for switching. So
yeah, exactly.
That is a really good one. Talking about houses, if you are saving for a house, and this is turning into like financial advice, but you need a lifetime ISA.
I didn't do the lifetime. I think the one I did isn't a thing anymore. Like they've stopped doing
it.
But
ISA, if you're saving anyway. You might as well get up to £1,000 a year from the government as well. Me and Richard both did it.
Oh, amazing.
So that's £2,000 a year from the government.
I got three.
So, like, if you're not doing that, you need to do that.
I got three. I capped it out, so whatever the top was, I think it was £3,000.
Yeah.
So when I had my deposit, I had £3,000 extra, which meant I could get, like...
Yeah, but I don't think there's not a limit on...
Lifetime, yeah. My mum said I should have done the lifetime, but I didn't know I was definitely spend it on a house. But yeah, ISA, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, should we just be the new Martin Lewis?
Yeah, who needs Martin Lewis?
Should we just get mum on the podcast to give everyone a Martin Lewis episode?
She could just tell us what
we
need.
No, she actually could. I'm not even joking. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks,
I really liked
guys.
That.
Me too. It's nice talking... about things you don't need to talk about.
No, exactly. Let us know if you liked this episode because it was a little bit different.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, make sure you follow us on our socials at Teen Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can also watch us on YouTube every week and then new episodes every Monday.
Amazing. But yeah, bye.
Bye, guys.